This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I'm super excited, first of all, to have him on the show. And the industry that he's in, I think we're just in the first inning of a 13-inning ball game. We're talking no other than X, Sun X. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol XSNX. And with us today is the CEO and president and director of the company. We're really fortunate to have him, as Tom Jokovich. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's always a lot of fun to come back and spend some time with you.
You know, you guys specialize in sales, designs, installation of renewable energy management technologies for commercial, probably residential and industrial markets. That being said, recently there was an ad out, renewable energy productions outpaced the coal and fossil fuel electricity production nationally. It's also an indication of the increasing pace of renewable energy investments that you see in customers making. And I asked you that question for a reason. I know that going down to my house, I see solar panels on the school hoods, if you will, where people park their cars. More people in my neighborhood are getting solar panels on their houses. Take me through the changes that you've seen in the last two or three quarters and the explosion in your industry.
Well, this is the bottom line is this, is that the costs are continuing to, decline in the solar market in terms of, our hard costs for installation. So that's a big benefit, and that's obviously a positive on the marketing aspect. But then at the same time, the cost of electricity that, what customers pay for continues to go up. So you have this juxtaposing, a graph here, which is exactly, what you want to see, is creating a bit of a perfect storm where it's just beginning to make more and more economic sense for customers to invest in solar. So, if you pay cash, it makes a lot of sense. If you're going to finance, the interest rates are still low. So it's just like I mentioned here a moment ago, my analogy, it's the perfect storm. And we're just seeing this adoption rate continuing to increase.
Last time you were on the show back in February, we talked about revenues, I think anywhere from 700,000 to a million. I don't have the exact number, but I asked you that question for a reason. Is your customers, are they buying it to cut down on their electricity bill? Are they buying it that they're actually making money in putting that? If you just would kind of bring us to fruition of the reasons why companies and residentials are signing up for renewable energy.
Well, the primary reason is cost savings. To control long-term costs, reduce immediate costs, and control long-term costs. And that's what we're seeing primarily on the commercial side. On the residential side, that's a significant portion of it. And separately, it's also a bit of an emotional decision. People like the idea of investing in their homes for multiple different reasons. Often people spend money on things that really don't add a lot to the value, although solar does add significantly, but they do it because it makes them feel good. They like the look, or they like they know what they've been able to add to the home. So on the home side, there's multiple different avenues that cause this business decision. But on the business side, it's purely economics. Very rarely do we encounter a customer who says, I want to go green and I don't care what it costs me. They are very laser focused. So our presentations, everything about our proposals really focuses around the financial benefit aspects of what this investment looks like for you, our target customer. And we allow them to try to make it as easy as possible for them to make an intelligent business decision. And what's further kind of pushing these investments, to jump back to the prior question, is that, easily we have well over a decade now of this, rapid adoption of solar, a decade of proven operating data. And so it's getting easier and easier and easier for the guy next door who owns a large building, a large business, to say, hey, you know what? I saw two of my neighbors in the same complex invest in solar. It seems to be working. He goes and talks to them. He gets a positive response. And now he has a more comfortable decision-making aspect and say, I think it's time to pull the trigger.
Absolutely. Something that we've been hearing a lot about is energy storage or batteries. Are you seeing a growth in adoption of energy storage at your company? And are you guys positioning yourself for energy storage?
Well, yes, yes to both of those. We have installed energy storage, so we have experience there. We quote it quite often. The challenges with energy storage are that they can deliver tremendous benefits, but they do add to the cost of a solar system for a commercial customer and for a residential customer. And there's two completely different goals associated with both of those investments on the residential and the business side. On the business side, it's just to further try to manage their energy costs. The challenge that we have there is typically you install the battery, you also have to increase the size of the solar system. So you could take a $250,000 solar investment and turn it easily into a $500,000 investment by the time you add batteries, increase the size of the solar, and install the original solar size. So while the economics are still there, a customer has to swallow a little bit bigger, larger pill associated with the total lump sum number of their investment. So it becomes a bit of a harder sell. But even that adoption rate is starting to increase, and the technologies are getting better and less expensive. On the residential side, we're starting to see a pretty significant uptick, and we think it's as a result of here in California, the utilities are starting to advertise that they're simply going to turn power off when the weather conditions become dangerous. And this is a result of the fires we had last year where they're being accused of not maintaining power lines, and they get blown over in the wind and thousands of homes burn, and they're getting sued for that. So they're electing to just simply turn off power. So I think customers are starting to realize that in preparation for maybe, you know, not having a refrigerator full of rotted meat, they're going to start, you know, installing these battery systems that allows them to keep lights and refrigerators and things like that operating. So we're installing two of those systems right now currently, and we're starting to see an uptick in the request for that kind of system. And like I said, we think it leads back to those utility policy changes.
My guest today is Tom Jokovich. He is the CEO and president and director of XSunX, Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol XSNX. Let me ask you this, Tom. What are your goals, the balance? What are we looking for the third and fourth quarter of this year?
Well, we focus primarily on commercial solar in terms of our marketing efforts. And in that sector, we really pride ourselves on our ability to design and deliver solar canopies, solar carports, and things like that. And we're starting to expand into offering lots of proposals for engineered solar canopies over existing parking structures. And so we'd like to, we're making a concerted effort to try to grow that side of the business. And we think there's a lot of opportunity there in that sector, in the solar canopy, and especially solar parking structures. And then on the residential side, you know, falling back to what I just mentioned a moment ago with this change in policy on utilities, predicting they're going to be turning power off during weather events, we think that there's a lot of low-hanging fruit there for us to, you know, market and gather more residential solar business as a result of that. So you know, while in the past we haven't really done much on the residential marketing side, we're looking at potentially trying to increase that a little bit here as we move forward for the balance of the year.
As you know, Tom, being a CEO of a publicly traded company, especially on the OTC markets, is challenging every day. What would you want my listeners and maybe your stockholders to take away from this interview in closing?
Well, I think that the primary takeaway for XSunX, anyone that's looking at XSunX, is that, you know, we're in a space that has seen a lot of growth in the last decade, but we're still on the cusp of what, you know, is probably going to be major growth here over the next decade. And XSunX has really positioned itself as a specialty company in the commercial space, and we're able to identify and help customers really meet some of the challenges that they can encounter with their commercial facilities through, you know, either limited space, high power demand usage, things like that, you know, with comprehensive knowledge of different technologies we can give them. And so we believe that we offer a lot of potential growth opportunity in the future as we try to continue to develop this business.
As for my listeners, if you're looking for a get on the ground floor of a company, renewable energy company, look no further than XSunX. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol XSNX, and they're trading at hundredths of a cent. I think a very great entry level position right here with a market cap of 1.2 million. Tom, I want to thank you for stopping by, coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on there. You know, I'm a fan of what you guys are doing out there. I wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.